So this week I do not have any guests that I was able to line up. I am actually going out of town to visit some family members and didn't get the chance to meet with anyone. I wanted to take some time to talk about some of the things that have been on my mind when it came to this podcast in general and kind of leave the idea open for people to be able to contact if they had any feedback or thoughts. Last week was episode 10. I have to say thank you for everyone who actually did it. 10 episodes is great. I have had a lot of time to talk about this conversation of porn in general that it's definitely been interesting. I've never had a forum to really talk about it. I've done small groups together with people. It's conversation. Most of the time it has been small groups. And the majority of those times it has always become awkward. Whenever I would bring up the subject, maybe someone would have the willingness to talk about it. But the majority of the time people would get quiet. So having the chance to have hour and a half long, almost 2 hour long conversations with someone and share it with people on the internet, it's definitely unique. I've definitely found it valuable. There has been some insights that I'm definitely looking forward to thinking deeper into, and I hope that they have been beneficial to someone. The reason I'm recording this is right now I'm wrestling with whether or not to continue recording these conversations. On the personal level, the editing, of course, has its challenges, but it's not something that I think is important enough to be a reason to stop doing so. The reason I started this podcast was because I had the hope that someone, if they listened to a conversation, would hear that two people could have a conversation about pornography that wasn't the worst thing that they'd ever experienced. That it wasn't heavy, that it was something meaningful and, I mean, able to laugh. And I hoped that that would spark an idea that someone, that they could have that same conversation with someone else. I feel that I've actually accomplished having set that platform. The things that I'm wrestling with right now, beyond the weight of the background level, is continuing having these conversations going to be fruitful? Are they going to be meaningful to someone? Is having the conversation going to have a difference for the person who comes on and talks about it? I think the answer can be yes. I think that it absolutely can be meaningful to someone. My question is that a reason to continue? And I don't know the answer to that. As of now, I do not have anyone confirmed for a next interview, so that gives me reasons to be able to take a pause. But the questions that I'm running through are these conversations something that should continue on? Now, I know this is probably a weird thing to even to put on. I know that I'm not usually a fan of publicly putting these types of thoughts out, but what the heck. So I wanted to throw some questions out for the few people that I do have listening. First of all, thank you for listening. I appreciate it. But then my question is, do you find these conversations engaging enough to continue? Is this helpful for you enough in a way that would invite more of them to happen? If so, awesome. If not, Is there feedback that you could have that could make it more engaging? Are there types of conversations or things that have not been talked about that you feel have been lacking? Are there things that are being talked about that you feel are redundant or unengaging? I'm open to the feedback. Right now, I am at a point where, so like I said, because I'm going out of town, I'm not going to be able to record another episode. What my plan is I am going to potentially break this into seasons of 10 episodes. That wasn't the plan, but since I have to take a break at 10, I figured I could say that this is all an orchestrated plan, but it's not. So this is the prologue to the, or no, sorry, the epilogue to season one. What we would do would be, I would take a break to continue in September, and on September 2nd, renew for season two with 10 new episodes, if we were to continue. My question is there something that you, that those that are listening would like to see? Is it just more conversations? Is there anyone that they know that they would like to hear talk? One of the problems that I'm running into is I've texted the majority of the people in my contacts. I only have about four people that may be confirmed, potentially five. If I really were to be generous, I might be able to get about 10 more episodes in. So at some point, this is going to need to branch out into something that is people that I'm not particularly close with. I'm fine with it not reaching that point. I think that it's perfectly fine being where we're at. I wanted to open up this conversation. I really believe that, I'm trying to think of how to say this. Being alone is one of the most difficult and counterproductive things that I have ever done. I consistently find myself trying to be alone. I consistently find myself not wanting to talk about the things that are weighing on me. But every time I decide not to follow that inclination, I find it beneficial. I find that when I talk to people about the things that I need to talk about, I find the ability and the strength to do a little bit more than I could have. And that is the forum that I was trying to accomplish with this podcast. I'm very proud of these last 10 episodes. I'm very happy with the fact that I've gotten to talk with all 10 of you that went on, and I have to say thank you again. So with that, I don't know if anyone has seen, but I do have a Facebook page for this. It's on facebook.com/figconversations. If anyone has feedback, ideas, or thoughts whether or not this should close, I'd be more than happy to get that. I'd like to see how this has played, whether an impact or nothing for people. So if you would be able to take the time just to provide what your thoughts are on this, I'd love to hear it. That probably wraps it up. I guess I can give one little nugget to make this 10 minutes of a rant worth your time. The name Fig came from the idea of Adam and Eve when they discovered that they were naked. They covered their nakedness with fig leaves. And that was something that stuck out to me. I've always had a fondness of Renaissance paintings, and so when I saw the artwork that we ended up using, I was very, very happy with it. So that is the meaning behind the word fig. It is the thing that we tend to use to cover ourselves up. And so I hope that if I do not see you again, if I do not post again, I want to say thank you for everyone who has listened. I want to, if this is your first episode, maybe go to a previous one. It might be a little more helpful. But for those that have listened and have made it this far, if I do not post again, I do want to say thank you. I really, really hope that this was something that has helped you in any way. I hope that you could talk to someone about this in a way that you couldn't before. I hope that it incites the idea that you can make changes so that you don't have to be alone, and that in that community you can no longer be someone that you hate, and that you can start to become something that you aspire to be. I hope that you can find freedom from pornography. I hope that you can build a relationship that is meaningful with your spouse or future spouse. I hope that you can work on your ability to be honest with yourself and with others, to admit that though you may not be all you could be, you're willing to talk about it. So thank you again for all who have listened. If I do post again, I will at least post one more to say whether or not I will do another season. But thank you very much again for listening, and I'll see you around.